Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His return is very soon, imminent, any moment, almost right now. I don't know. Nobody knows the day or hour, but he keeps telling me his return is imminent. And that's what we have to deal with. This is a time to draw near to the Lord, to worship the Lord, to see what he might say. The things that he give us in our heart right now can make the difference for some, for others, and even for ourselves. He can help us do things that are necessary. And I want to see him, I want to see as many people possible be raptured with him. Now, the Lord will only rapture those who are right with him. He said to me in 2017, tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. And I felt that urgency then. And I still feel it now. And I know it's been 2 years. Well, it's a year and a half. This would have been the week before Thanksgiving, 2017, when he said that. And I sat up in my bed because he said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And I hadn't heard language like that in years. Preachers don't preach that way anymore. So many people take for granted that they'll go in the rapture. And they're rude to their spouse. They hold strife in their heart against their aunt, against their cousin. We shouldn't put God in a position where he has to decide whether or not he can take us to heaven or not. Jesus said, if we don't forgive, God won't forgive us. I don't need all my sins retired. I did so many sins in my life. And God forgave me for millions of sins. And the reason I say millions is because people make choices all the time when they're not saved. And they make sinful choices. They laugh at sinful jokes. They say sinful jokes. They do all kind of things. The wrong thing is okay when you're a sinner in your mind. The things you try, the things you think is okay, the things you don't do, the good things you don't do. And there is a sin of omission. And not to mention, even as a Christian, there are times we should be doing things and we don't. Sometimes the Lord will tell us what to do and we do something else. But it's not, I'm not saying this to focus on sin. Focus on him. He's the only way out of it. He's the only way out of bad habits. Not saying that bad habits will keep you out of the kingdom of God, but unforgiveness can. Envy and strife can. Unrepented sins can too. When we draw near to the Lord and go in his presence, we see him, and in his presence you can see yourself. Just like when we study the word is like a mirror. We study the word, we receive it, and then we can change. Well, sometimes when you study the word, you can see the evaluation of yourself. You can, just like looking in a mirror. And you'll see where you need to do this or that. Brush up here, straighten up there. This is important. Because Jesus gave us the ability to become the sons and daughters of God. And we need to do all that we can do. We need to be on our way out of sin. The blood washed our sins away. But we still got the old thoughts and your habit system and things to deal with. But sin has no control over you anymore. You're not subject to it anymore. because we've been made righteous, we can be righteous. We can live righteously. And it's important to do so. And I like fail-safes. You know, one thing I learned from Charles Capps, you can confess things and it can be real to you, because what you say in your heart by faith, you're establishing a new future. Every time, if there's a situation, see, faith is a definer. You can define, you can redefine your life the way you want it. You may not be able to do it alone, but you can do all things by faith. What's not possible naturally is possible by faith, by your faith. And the Word of God gives you the promise, you speak it, you believe it. So I started saying, I will do all this in God's heart. So that when God gives me something new to do, something new to me, I'll do it. You can speak to your bravery. If there's a lack of bravery and you know it, you can speak against that lack of bravery. If you doubt too much and you realize, you can speak against doubt. You can say, I hate doubt. I did it with pride. I said, I hate pride. I said, I hate the spirit of pride. Spirit of pride, it always puts you above others. The blood of Jesus washed away our sin. It didn't make us better than others. It didn't make us, give us the right to snub people. Everybody shares the same grace, or should share the same grace. The blood of Jesus is for everybody. If I win, my victory suggests that you win with me, and I win with you. Even if I get saved before somebody else, salvation itself suggests that this is for everybody. The goodness of God is for everybody to share in. So when somebody has a revelation that I didn't get, I'm not going to be jealous. I'm going to thank God and the person who yielded to the Lord and spoke that revelation that I can live by. Proud men, they get angry and envious against people. And this is not good. God can't build on the foundation of pride. And also, you can speak up the positive. I said I love every man, everybody, because that's what God does. And he requires us to love. But that's not the reason I do it. I do it because it's right. And he requires it. But first, the first reason I love everybody, that's just the right thing to do. I enjoy salvation. I'm not miserable. And everybody can be blessed by the Lord if they want to be. Now, if they don't want it, then they can't. They can't have it. They reject it. So for that sake, I'm going to live according to the Word of God, and I want my life to be as blessed as it can be, to suggest to them that they can have the same thing. But some people are slanderers. They can't be satisfied. They talked about John the Baptist because he wasn't rich. They talked about Jesus because they said he drank wine. You know, they went from one extreme to another. In other words, they really just don't want God or anything to do with it. So everything that suggests to them that they can live, they get angry because they're not willing. And they love this world. The world system will harden your heart against God and cause you to be contrary to him, against him. But I can't help that, and I'm not trying to. If people take that position, that's on them. I'm going to do as much as I can and do it as best I can and live just like God, just like he will have me to live. I love him. I prayed and I said, Lord, I want my whole life to be worship. Not just my lip service, not just songs and praises. I want my life, the way I live, the way I conduct myself, to be worship. And I want to be a blessing to people. That was my desire. So that's what I pray for. That's what I confess. That's what I want. And I want to be good at it. And I want to get better at it. And the day I pray it this way, lo and behold, Sister Mary did a lesson at Sunday school about worship. And I enjoyed it. You know, that was God letting me know you're on the right track. And I still want my life to be worship. All of it. Whatever I do, I want it to be good. Whatever's not of faith is sin. I don't want to get outside the realm of faith. I want my life to be faith, worship, strength, blessing. I want to be just like God wants my life to be. And I will. I will have these things. And God loves us. He thinks of everything. The more I follow him, the more I want to follow him. And I want to see him do things in the lives of people so that we can go forward and not backwards. So that we can be a blessing. Anybody can do this. And remember, I always say it, but I'm going to say it again. Our power is in yielding to God. If you notice all the way, every time people do powerful things, they just yield it to God. I was blessed to watch A.A. Allen. And he did a wonderful job. This man yielded to the revelation God gave. And he had success after success, getting people healed, set free of demons. Blessed. It was a blessing to see that girl in a wheelchair get out of it. I think she had polio. And dance around the room, the tent. I thank God for things like that. I thank God for his works. It's just one revelation away. What revelation? The revelations that God is trying to reveal to you. If you receive it, you can do these things. But you have to kick doubt out of your heart. And it's a choice. Jesus said, if you believe and doubt not in your heart, you should say to this mountain, you can say to a mountain, remove, and it will be done. Cast into the sea, it'll be done. But not if you have a little doubt in your heart. And he said it as if it was a choice. And in this life, so many things can distract you and get you to go on a tangent. Or get you off your guard. And you can think you're wrong when you're not. You can think you're right when you're not. So I came up with a new prayer. I said, Lord, wherever I'm deceived, I pray that you'll reveal to me the deception so that I can kill it. And I love to kill things that ain't right. I refuse to live my life with Satan's foot on my neck. I will kill his influence, all of it. I will drive out all darkness that's not of God, every thought. And I'm going to tell you the easy way. Just receive God's word. Soak it in. And just yield to the Lord. And the demons will just fall off your life. Every evil influence will fall off your life. All of it. And then when the Lord exposes things to you, you can speak the word against it by faith. The world cannot, my friend, overcome your faith. No part of the world can overcome your faith. And you don't have to see it that you don't have to see it the wrong way. You don't have to see yourself surrendering to anything. Anything that happens against you, it can be destroyed. And the more you yield to the Lord, the more you'll realize this. The more you yield to His word, receiving His word, yielding to the Lord, the more you're going to realize that you don't have to surrender to any part of the world. If you feel bad in your body, by Jesus' stripes you're healed. If you feel depressed in your mind, He was bruised for your iniquities. Chastisement of your peace was on Him. You can start singing praise songs and rejoice in the Lord, and you'll see what God sees. Job didn't see what God saw. His friends didn't see what God saw, and they didn't hear what God said. Only desperate Satan heard what God said, and he saw what God saw. And he tried to stop it, and he could not. Whatsoever's born of God overcomes the world. Whosoever's born of God overcomes the world. When you fill your heart with God's love and word, you overcome this world. When you overcome, enjoy. When things happen against you, happen against them. Do something against the things that have happened against you. Bump back. Fight back. Take back what's yours, what God has given you, by the word of God. When you fill your heart with God's word and His love, when you do these things, it works. When you operate in love and in faith, God can move in your life, and He can bless you in every way of life. But when people do the things of the world, you're doing something that will cost you. And it's unnecessary. Sometimes people just need to make the right adjustments. And it starts with seeing the right vision. What is God saying? The things that the Lord is speaking, receive it and use it in life. You can overcome every form of disaster, things that cause problems, because the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. That means He can point out things so that you don't get trapped. He can point out the traps ahead of time. Some people will not follow God that way because they used to getting in traps. They used to the old way, and they're focused on it. Now, the problem about being focused on something, things can look big to you. A problem can look huge. It can look bigger than God in your eyes. Your sight needs to be refocused on the Lord. When you have a problem that seems too heavy, start looking at God. One time I rebuked the enemy, and I still felt tempted. I quoted the word, I still felt tempted. I spoke by faith, I still felt tempted. And then I just said, Lord, I asked the Lord for help and started worshiping Him. And it broke it. And I still look to the Lord and ask for help. And it always breaks the yoke. God will not let you down. Faith looks to God. See, when you're in faith, that's the only way to look to God. Pride looks within. Fear looks to man. Don't ever look at the people. Keep people what they are, people. Start looking to the Lord. Not even to money. You're not going to fail just because you don't have money. God can do things so many ways. Look to Him. He can cause you to get the job done. He can send you to the people that will hear you, and they'll do the work. He can help you help others so many different ways, but you have to trust Him with all your heart. It's easier that way. I said I enjoy life because when you fill your heart with the Word of God and speak it by faith and just yield to the Lord, you're ready for battle. Live ready for battle. You can live ready for battle. You can also live ready for victory in every battle. It's better. Now, the Lord has to return. Live a life that serves God, that worships God. Take Him at His word. These are the things that make victory happen. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.